And again, welcome, welcome. So most of you have been with us or with me here, and you know that we are doing we're following Worldwide Unity's themes each month. And the theme for this month is being present. Being present. Now, I know this whole term, being present, it's like a current kind of phenomenon, right? As a Buddhist, that's all I talk about is being present, being in the here and now. And it's one of those things I believe that people, when we talk about being present, most people go, yeah, how do I really do that? It seems like a pipe dream, right? It's like I try to be present and, well, to start it off, I want to talk about something that's even more interesting and exciting for most people, which is the subject of surrender and how surrendering is the pathway to being present. And I think most people really love the surrendering topic because most people don't know how to surrender. I can tell you right now that's a struggle for me to be able to surrender. And what do we want to surrender? You know, I noticed that, again, as a Buddhist and myself, as a teacher, I tell you guys all the time, and you hear it in yoga studios, you hear it on TV. There's several networks. Gaia is one of them that will tell you all the time, just be here in the present. And it's sound advice. But it's very, very difficult. You will hear me talk about be soft. Accept who you are. Lean in. Be gentle. Go with the flow like a tree, like a river. You've heard all these, right? Bend like a tree. Move like the current. Yield. Remain quiet. And yet, in the world that we're going through, after we continue to experience mass shootings, domestic violence, as we're still looking at the immigration process, as we're still looking at the world in its darkness, it is easier said than done just to be here now. To go with the flow, to be still and know. Oh, here's a favorite one of Unity. To release, let go, and I will tell you, it's all good advice. I will continue to remind you to release, let go, and let God. I will continue to say, move like the currents. I will continue to tell you to bend like the willow tree bends so that you don't break. Move with everything because it is sound advice. But the one thing I do recognize, and the reason why people don't really like the topic is because those words make it sound so easy, doesn't it? Oh, just release, let go, surrender. Just give it up. Let it go. And it's easier said than done when we're holding on to it for dear life, right? The things that we know that we should let go, we can say it in our minds, but we won't because it's what we know. We will think that we've let it go. I'll look at you and say that I have released and let it go in such a peaceful way. I won't even recognize that I'm holding it in my hand. And it could be so obvious to me that I'm holding it. And yet I will hold on to it for dear life. Can anyone relate with me? You know, to say just release and let go, it's risky because every time I speak or anyone says surrender, it feels like we are giving up our life. And why does it feel like we're giving up our life? Because we are giving up our life. Let that sink in. You are asked to give up your life, so I can get why it's hard to let it go. A month or so ago, I think most of you know that I am actually a monastic Buddhist nun. And my teacher, most venerable Shinyananda Dharma, wrote something about being a Zen teacher that speaks to the struggle of being human and releasing that story, that narrative that we love so much. It might give us pain through our life, but we love to hold on to it because we don't know other way. And I won't give you the full thing, but I'll give you a taste of it. It says, he says that the work of a Zen teacher is truly treacherous business. Now, who would have thunk a Zen teacher would have thought that being a Zen teacher would be treacherous business? To do the job well, one must come to the realization that one is guiding people, frequently very subtly, to a field strong with life-threatening obstacles in which getting to the other side is not guaranteed. I mean, think about that. So what he is saying here is that as a student, I have a life filled with obstacles that I don't know about. I don't even want to let go. And I might say, I might talk a good talk about, yeah, I want to get from here to here. But getting there, you know what I mean? Getting from this point to the other point, with the world the way it seems to be right now, the way my life seems to be, maybe with how this minute, the things that this ministry seems to be going through, how do I get here from there? Rather, the work of Zen is always concerned with the most fundamental matter, which is to say the question of being itself, B-E-I-N-G, itself. And to some small extent, what do you do with this being? This beingness, this being here right now, what do you do with it? He continues to say, confronting the reality of being itself is a destructive process, and but one glimpse sets irreparable ablaze all of the concepts which have previously been clung to as a life raft. And to illumine the ocean of one's belief, oneself to have been floating upon, is utterly non-existent. So what does that mean in English? That the world that we believe that we live in, the truth, the traumas, is an illusion that we hold on to like a life raft, like our saving grace. But the way we move out of this is recognizing the fallacy, recognizing that what we believe is true, this pain, this darkness, this warring, these guns killing people might be a fact of this world, our reality of this world. You will never find me saying that that is an illusion purely because we see it on TV. But it isn't the real world. It isn't the truth of what God wants for us. It is a man-made world based on fear. And until we can surrender the fears, until we can surrender the stories and the narrative, until we can surrender anything that has our heart beating in anxiety and turmoil, we would not be able to see the present moment. And what is the present moment? I do ask, what is the present moment? And I give to you, the present moment is everything good. That's what we teach here in Unity, that the reality is love, that God is love and God is truth. And anything in our life that we see as this greatness and goodness is the truth of God in the present moment. So why don't we want to be in the present moment? Why are we so scared of the present moment? I ask that myself all the time. Ask yourself, why do we do anything and everything not to be here right now? Is there something wrong with this moment? I'm looking out on a sea of beautiful faces. What's wrong with that? Hopefully you're seeing like a gorgeous minister here, but anyway. Look out the window. In this present moment, the sun is shining. I would say the same thing if it were raining. I'd say, look out the window. Look at how the world is bringing life and love and water to the ocean. Look at how green it is. Is that unpleasant? I can see from here our neighbor's flowers. She has a beautiful garden. I can see a tip of our butterfly bushes. And let me tell you, we have butterflies and bees coming. It's a beautiful sight. So if we're seeing the beauty, if we can recognize the beauty, why can we not be here right now? I saw a quote. And as we already know, as Pete sang, it's only right now, yes? It's interesting. It's only right now. It's only right now, and it's only right in this present moment. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting mixture of how you can perceive right now. And he's right. In this present moment, it's correct. A Buddhist statement from the Eightfold Path is that right now is a correct. And we know that it's correct because in this present moment, there can't be anything else. And yet, we struggle to hold on to a history that felt good. We hold on to something in our future that isn't even a reality yet. Actually, what was in our history is no longer reality. Don't you find it interesting that in our memory, we look back, and I'm not saying memories are bad. I have great memories of my deceased ancestors. I have great memories of childhood. I fondly look back on them and say, weren't those nice times? But I don't say, I wish I were in those times now. And yes, I have goals. I have dreams that I think of because we teach here in Unity to be able to manifest, we have to see it clearly in our minds. So yes, I am also saying, have visions. Have goals, have dreams, so that right here in the present moment, you can be open to what needs to be done so you can manifest those dreams. See, that's the difference in having the goals, the way Unity speaks, that we're not living in those. And I'm a daydreamer. I love to be a daydreamer. I'm a creative, so I'm told that most creatives like to daydream. But daydreaming doesn't get me anything except some time spent on a happy place that doesn't give me a reality right here, right now, and for my future. Being present right here. There was a quote that I read, and I don't have who it is that we are imprisoned in the present moment for an eternity. Your body cannot escape the now. And I thought, imprisoned. I don't know if I like that word, even though it's correct. Maybe we're scared of the present moment because we don't feel free. Maybe we feel like these bodies are imprisoning us. That being here in the present moment doesn't have enough zim or brightness or pizzazz. But beloveds, I tell you that once we surrender the illusions, surrender the pain, surrender the stories and the narrative, surrender the news, because I find it interesting that you can look at any and all news feeds and you can hear the same story over and over and over again. And yes, it's horrible, but it magnifies the situation. What would be nice is to hear all the wonderful things that happen that outdo hundredfold all the horrible things. When we're here in the present moment, when we're looking for the beauty, that's what we see. And we're not saying, I surrender. It's not here, it's not here, it's not here. But once we surrender into this present moment, we can be in a space, in a place where we know that we are one with God. Once we surrender all of our fears and all the chatter and look right here, right now, the presence of God will be all that there is. And we will be open, mind, body, spirit, fully aligned to allow that presence to speak to us. And in that moment, in this present moment, we can go, and what we should do, God, Allah, Jesus, Creator, Big G, whatever you want to call God. And I've called God Big G for a long time. That's my friendly God, my friend God. We have to have a personal relationship with God, an openness where we can settle in and speak. The reality is, I'm here to pray with you. The chaplains are here to pray with you. But you, my beloveds, each and every one of you, surrender anything else and realize that you are one with God and that be in a place, in a space where you can hear God speak only to you, for the message that God has for you is only in this present moment and is created specifically for you. That's how good God is. There's billions of people in this world, and God has got it that much that for each and every person in this moment, in this moment, God is guiding us to what we need to be in a happier place, to be in a place of bliss. Eckhart Tolle says, always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane than to create inner resistance to what already is? What could be more insane than to oppose life itself, which is now and always now? Surrender to what is. Say yes to life. And see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. Yes. Surrender to the internal battles. How do we do that? I'm going to quickly give you the serenity prayer. It's interesting, and know that not all these words are unity prescribed, but I'm still going to read it as is and then kind of fix it up, unitize it, sanitize it, unitize it. The full serenity prayer. I think most of us know the first part. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. How many people know that this is a longer prayer? A nice amount of you. The continuation. Living one day at a time. Enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is. Not as I would have it, trusting that you, in capitals, trusting you, God, will make all things right if I surrender to your will, to God's will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. So let me clean something up really quickly. With unity, we truly believe that you don't have to die, come out of body, to be extremely happy forever. That's what unity teaches. The moment is now. The choice is yours in this present moment. And we do have a choice. No matter what the situation is, things happen. Not so pleasant things happen. How are you going to show up? What is the decision that you are going to make? Are you going to allow those things that are coming to you to disrupt your life? Are you going to allow yourself to be imprisoned by the realities of the actions that are happening to you? Are you going to make a choice to be there and be a victim to this thing? Or are you going to make a choice to rise above it? Are you going to choose to say, yeah, this sucks. This really isn't pleasant. But I'm not going to fight fire with fire. I'm not going to fight sin, by the way. In unity, Charles Fillmore says sin, and it's a archery term. Missing the mark. Even in Orthodox Christianity, traditional Christianity, I don't know why ministers don't say it in the church. They are even taught it. It isn't just some airy-fairy unity thing. Sin means missing the mark. You've made a mistake. So when the serenity prayer says, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, in this world made of mistakes, of illusions, don't beat yourself up. Jesus was the Prince of Peace. Jesus lived in the body. Jesus had some anger issues too, so he knew how two times in the Bible he ripped open the temple. Several times he cursed out the Sadducees. He was fully human, which is how he could tell peace, which is how he could surrender into the moment. And so, my beloveds, What did Jesus do every time he was up against it? Even especially in the Easter story, when he was up against it, he surrendered. He surrendered and he went to God and said, okay. Even when he knew he was dying, even though when he knew that one of his pack, one of his team, someone he trusted the most was about to turn him in and he was going to be killed, he surrendered. And when you're in that place, yes, surrender your life. Surrender your fears. Surrender your anxieties so that you can be fully, without any interruptions, in the knowing that I am one with the One. Open yourself up to that peace that surpasses all understanding. Breathe and pray to whatever you pray to God, Jesus, Allah, God, we pray in one God with many names. And honestly, I think God doesn't care. God isn't up there in the skies going, hey, that's my wrong name. You're wrong. God or nothing or all, I'll smite you if you don't call me God. No. God is just their babies, my beloved. Release and let go of the illusion. Surrender. Give it away. So that you can be in this present moment and know that I am God. So that you can be in this present moment. So that you can embrace this present moment. And be open to what I'm saying to you. So you can hear. So you can see. So you can feel. So you can taste. So you can smell the truth of what is happening here. So that I can guide you easily and effortlessly to a place where you can be at peace, a place where you will be in bliss, even when there's turmoil and the world is on fire. I will guide you to the sacred place. So as we move forward in the lessons on how do we embrace being the present moment, I invite you to surrender. Charles Fillmore says, we must learn to let go, to give up, to make room for the things we have prayed for and desired. And the only way we can do that is to be in the present moment. And the first step is the pathway to being in the present moment is surrender. So with that, let us move forward with our denials and affirmations. After Charlie Thweet next week, we're going to return back to embracing the present moment. Denial and affirmation for today. I am ready to release attachments. I become aware that I am guided by the same forces that align the stars and keep everything in the universe orderly and young. We are made of star stuff. The God that we talk about is not this bearded Caucasian man who's reaching out to us. The God that we talk about is an energy that is everywhere present and everything present, accessible to you. There are no walls between this entity that brings harmony and order into all the universe. There is nothing that stands between you that can bring harmony and order into your temple universe. God, the good omnipotent. Let's read denial and affirmation again together. I am ready to release attachments. I become aware that I am guided by the same forces that align the stars and keep everything in the universe orderly and harmonious. And so it is. Amen.